I didn't cancel cable, but sometimes people say you need to cancel cable, you need to cancel subscriptions you're not using, all that type of stuff. And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't cancel my cable. Cable's only $60 damn. Like I can make that off of one eBay flip. So I'm not, that's nothing I need to cancel. But I did stop going to happy hours all the time. I did lower a cut. I can't remember which what it was, but I did make some of my payments lower. I want to say like the internet at one point was $70 and now it's $50. I talked to my bill collectors and stuff. But what I really started focusing on was instead of the cutting cost part when it comes to paying debt, started focusing on just increasing the income. Because at the end of the day, you can only cut so much bills and stuff like that. You can't keep cutting everything. You got to focus on increasing this money. And that's what I've been on these last couple of years. And it's really starting to take off for me now.
Everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I am so excited to have a conversation with a friend of mine who is making money selling what he already knows. But I want to share a little twist in that, which is he knows how to hustle and not everyone does. So I would love to introduce you to my friend, Jason Butler from My Money Chronicles. Hey, Jason, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good, Michelle. Doing great.
What was that pause for?
Oh, no. Not sure. I think I was about to cough or something.
I'm like, what just happened? We just started.
I think I was about to cough. Shoot.
Hey, don't make me put like a Rona soundbite in this episode here.
Nah, no Rona.
So if you could do me a favor and share who you are and what you do, that would be great.
I'm Jason Butler, blogger / side hustler at mymoneychronicles.com. I started blogging a few years ago, basically because I didn't see that many African-Americans blogging about debt and trying to get out of it at the time. I created my website to talk about my debt journey. Started out with over $72,000 worth of debt, and just keeping it real, my journey has been up and down. Like, I haven't had anybody to give me a gift of $70,000 to pay my debt off or anything like that.
You and me both.
I've literally been having to work over here and just learning some things about myself. Like figuring out what side hustles work, what doesn't work, different things about discipline. And right now, basically, I do two side hustles, flip items on eBay and sell t-shirts, and then also run my website. And that's what I do right now because I'm currently not working for anybody. So I'm a full-time entrepreneur at the moment.
I was about to say, I was like, these aren't side hustles anymore. You're an entrepreneur and you're making
this is a business now.
This is a business. And so what is different about having to make it work versus having it as a hobby?
I'm having to make it work means that I have to get my ass up and make it happen. I really just can't be lazy and just sit around here looking at the TV or BSing around like on the computer. Like I literally have to have a schedule and I follow the schedule pretty much every day. And I just have to stay focused with it. And that's what I've been doing so far since I've been doing it full time.
So you got into personal finance blogging because you didn't see other African-American males talking about money. And you've done this for a while. Why do you still talk about money? Why do you think it's so important that you stay in this space?
The reason why I'm still doing it is that, well, it's a couple of reasons. First, I'm for the people. I want to keep it real and let them know that I party hard in college and I BS my way through my 20s. I didn't get serious about this stuff until I was like 30, 31. I'm currently 36, and I want other people that's in the same situation to realize that, hey, life's not over. You can make mistakes well into your 20s, and you can still get out of it. And pretty much, no, I just realized that, like, a lot of different – some bloggers / influencer stories are a little bit different, where they sacrificed 100%. And, like, I've definitely sacrificed a lot, but one thing that I've not given up and will never give up is travel. And I want people to know that they don't have to give up everything, but they can make things happen. And over my ups and downs, I see that I'm totally in a better place at 2020 than I was at 2015 or even 2016 because I've learned a lot.
And that's a, excuse me, I just coughed there.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
You need that Rona thing.
Rona! You know, what's really interesting to me is that even though you are currently a full-time entrepreneur, you are no longer working your previous job, which I know you did not enjoy, that because of the work that you've put in previous years, you're in a much better position than before. And I think that's something that people need to hear. It's like, whenever you talk about paying off debt or learning to earn more, or that kind of thing, people, I think, really zero in on this idea that you're going to sacrifice for a billion years and eat ramen noodles. And I'm not saying, you know, 20-cent ramen is bad, but I'm a $14 ramen girl. Like, I like the fresh ramen because I used to live in Japan as a little kid, you know, and I've been back as an adult. So I got like specific things I enjoy. But I was paying off debt too, and I learned that there are ways you can embrace the process without sacrificing the things that you enjoy. It's just that you might have to do it a little bit differently.
You definitely have to do it differently, and you have to be willing to go through the ups and downs with it. And for me, that's what 2015 through 2017/18 was. It was a lot of ups and downs. I tried different side hustles. I started out on the eliminate all the charges that I can, such as canceling. Like, I didn't cancel cable, but sometimes people say you need to cancel cable. You need to cancel subscriptions you're not using, all that type of stuff. And I'm not going to lie, I didn't cancel my cable. Cable's only $60. Like, I could make that. I can make that off of one eBay flip. So I'm not, that's nothing I need to cancel. But I did stop going to happy hours all the time. I did lower a cut. I can't remember what it was, but I did make some of my payments lower. I want to say like the internet at one point was $70 and now it's 50. I talked to my bill collectors and stuff. But what I really started focusing on was, instead of the cutting cost part when it comes to paying debt, started focusing on just increasing the income. Because at the end of the day, you can only cut so much bills and stuff like that. You can't keep cutting everything. You got to focus on increasing this money. And that's what I've been on these last couple of years. And it's really starting to take off for me now.
Why do you think that people get stuck on cutting things down? I don't want to say frugality, but cutting relentlessly their budgets versus earning more. Like, what do you think is behind the reluctance to tell people, look, the honest truth is you can't out frugal your debt. Like, there's sooner or later, you just have to make more money.
100% reason why they are afraid, like I was. Just keep it real. They was afraid. They were afraid that it would actually be a success. Like, they're afraid that they could actually do it. At the end of the day, when I started out, I was kind of afraid because I was like, okay, how the hell can I how could I increase my money? I'm already doing this. That was a messed up way of thinking. And I would say a lot of people have a horrible mindset. When I started reading more books and actually started having more confidence in myself and more faith in myself, I realized, okay, I can do this shit. Okay, if one side hustle ain't working for me, I can do this side hustle. Dang, I could put more focus on this eBay. Instead of having 100 items in my store, I can have 200. And then I can go from 200 to 300. And then you can just find different ways to make money. And a lot of people are afraid to step outside their comfort zone to do that. That's basically what I mean. So they may not be afraid of succeeding, but they are afraid to get the hell up out of their comfort zone. A lot of people just want to work the jobs, whether it's a 9-to-5, how it used to be before, like the Rona, or maybe they're just working at home now and they just want to just chill and watch TV from 6 to 10 and don't do anything. Well, these last 2 months should show you that society was broken and that you got to do different shit if you want to get to where you want to be at.
It's funny because So in 2015, I took the leap. I left my job. I literally thought I was going to have like a heart attack one day and die at work. And statistically for Black women, it's actually a thing that they were having a lot of premature deaths due to stress and that kind of thing. And I felt that was something that I had to be realistically concerned about. And when I took the leap, like, I had thousands and thousands of dollars in debt. Like, I did. And I was like, I will figure this out. And it has not been easy. It's been very, very difficult. But part of what was difficult was believing that I could. This whole thing that you mentioned, which was the mindset piece is the hardest piece to get a handle on. Once you get your mindset right, then it's different. I can't believe that during coronavirus, I'm making more money with my projects than before, of all the times. right? I launched a product confidently during this time, and I didn't have people go, oh my God, I can't believe you're selling stuff. Like, I learned through all that trial and error. And I think that people need to hear that it's okay to be bold. It's okay to step into your strengths, and it's okay to do the right things for yourself, because if you don't, no one else is.
Exactly. And like you said something very, very important, man. Trial and error. That's exactly what it is. It's all about trial and error and trying different things out. For example, I've made a pretty good amount of money too during this coronavirus. Literally had my best eBay month ever in April. And my Facebook group has actually grown. And that's just because I tried it. And it was something that I should have been done, but I procrastinated. But I started the group in October, finally pushed it out there. And it's been taking off right now. So you just have to get out of your comfort zone. You got to try different stuff. Because at the end of the day, if you fail, at least you're still alive to try something else.
So we keep kind of talking about eBay. eBay is where Jason's zone of genius is. And I think part of the reason why you do such a good job with eBay and flipping items on eBay is you hustle. And I think there are certain side hustles, if you will, or areas of focus where you have to, I think, hustle more. And eBay or like flipping furniture, things like that, you have to be on it. So if you could talk about how you got into eBay and why it resonated with you so much, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I always used to like selling things. And around, let's see, I signed up for eBay in 2004, but I didn't start selling things on there until like 2009. I sold like a couple of my old used school textbooks from college. And then I did nothing on eBay for like another 3 or 4 years. Then me and an ex-girlfriend of mine was starting to save money for a cross-country trip. So I figured, hey, let me sell some of my old tennis shoes. And shoot, I was making some money off that. And this, I still didn't think nothing about it. This was in 2013. So fast forward 2015, started to get serious about my website. I had got a new full-time job. I was making all right money at the time. And I figured, okay, let me start back with this debt-free journey. So what's one way where I can make some extra money? Started freelancing, making pretty good money with that, tried a couple other side hustles. Then in 2016, late 2015, early 2016, started dibbing and dabbing with eBay. I would maybe list a couple items, maybe go to like a thrift store once every couple months at this time. In 2016, I lost all of my freelance riding clients within a 4-week radius.
Whoa. So,
yeah, I had about $1,500 of extra money, side hustle money, gone like that. And whoa. I was lost. I was like, shit, I'm tripping. How am I going to make this money? So I started focusing on eBay. Started going to the thrift stores twice a month, then once a week. So started figuring out some things. Had a lot of ups and downs with that too. Lost money. But I paid attention to it, joined some Facebook groups, started applying what I learned from the Facebook groups, and then the stuff that I learned from myself. And from there, it's just been taking off. Like, I'm currently at the point right now where I'm making between $800 to $1,000 per month on the side with the eBay. And even though I'm technically full-time right now, I'm not out there at these stores full-time. Like, I'm still at the stores only, like, once a week, maybe twice a week now.
Well, what with the Rona, we don't really want you in there that often right now, to
be honest. You're right. I forgot about that already. But, like, it's crazy. Like, the thrift stores opened back up a few weeks ago, and the first week that I went out there, I found all types of good stuff. And, yeah, like, I literally found about $200 to $300 worth of items in, like, a day's work, and I only spent about $25.
Wow.
So I'm still out. Yeah, so it's definitely still fun and it's still money to be made, but I'm not going out there as much as I used to be going because I still do need to practice some safety.
You translated your love of eBay into a course and into a community. Why did you do that? And what have you learned from helping other people sell products as well and learn how to flip on eBay?
All right, the first question, basically, why did I turn my love for eBay into a course? And the reason I did that is because I got the same questions. I get the same questions over and over again. Whether it's Facebook messages, DMs on Twitter or Instagram, people are asking me the same stuff over and over again. So I figured, okay, let me come up with a course where I can educate people. They check out this course and they take the course. They'll be able to do exactly what I'm doing, which is making money online. It's not hard. You just got to put yourself out there and try it. And the reason I created a Facebook group is that I wanted to get a tribe of people around that kind of like does the same thing that I do. That's flip things, flip different items on eBay or other websites. And with the group, I want to see it. Like, at the end of the day, there is no such thing as a money shortage. Everybody can eat. So in the Facebook group, the reason I came up with the Facebook group to help everybody eat, to help everybody make money. And times like this is why we need to make this money now, because whether people get fired from their jobs, laid off, furloughed, shit, you need money coming in. And eBay is one way where you're going to be able to get this money. And I'm not the only one whose sales been booming during this time. So Right. Me and my community, that's what we talk about. We try to help each other to make money, make sales, find BOLOs, which are be on the lookout type items. And it's all about just becoming better sellers and making more money and using that money to pay off debt, save, or do whatever the hell you want to do with
it. It's interesting to me because by teaching, it's like the whole teach a man to fish, right? So there's this whole idea that money, I think that a lot of times people have this idea that money can only flow into your life one way. That you have to have like a 9-to-5 job and there's no other way that it can flow into your life unless like you have a rich relative or whatever. But I don't have all that. And my rich relatives, who knows if they're going to give me the money when they pass on. And I don't want to wish that on them yet. Okay. So in teaching people how to empower themselves financially, basically selling the crap that Americans have so much stuff. What has it been like to coach people through this? And what's the feedback been about your course and your community?
It's beautiful. People be referring their friends to my Facebook group. I get all types of Facebook messages, Twitter messages saying that, wow, Jason, I just sold this dress after looking over your course, man. I'm about to get ready and list more items. Or, Jason, thank you for helping me finally get started with eBay because I was lost. Just stuff like that. And, like, it's crazy. Like, I've been telling people to get on it, but only a few people actually listen. But the ones that listen are the ones that's making money and they branching out on their own. So it's definitely been refreshing. Like, and I honestly wish more people would pay attention because they don't know how much money they're actually sitting on with just having items in their house that they haven't used. But you know how it is. Like, you can tell people to do stuff and only a certain few will.
What's it like making money online for you? I'm going to be honest. I love it so much. I love waking up and seeing that I have money in my account. I love seeing that they're growing. Like, my book sales right now are growing. I have affiliates. Like, I have money coming in from different, you know, sources. And it's been hard to do, especially during the beginning when everyone thought I was a crazy person and they didn't understand what I was talking about. And I'm in a techie city, but being in a techie city and telling your non-techie relatives about it is a different conversation, right? Because they want to, you know, they want to make sure that you're safe and you're eating and that kind of thing. So you're doing the same thing. You're making money online. You're getting in front of really cool projects and being shared in a different way than you would in a 9-to-5. What is that like for you in terms of just personally, professionally, and also for your wallet? Like, how does it feel?
It's definitely interesting. Like you said, I went from telling people everything that I was doing because they didn't understand. And like you said, some people will look at you like you're crazy, to actually posting my successes. And they're like, oh, shit, you spoke at this conference. You did this. You did that. I'm like, yeah, I did. And I've been telling you about this, but your ass wasn't listening.
Right.
So that type of thing happened all the time. And I honestly still don't tell everybody about a lot of stuff. For me, if you're on Facebook, this has probably happened to you too. And it probably happened to some of the people that's listened to this as well. All right. You log on to Facebook. And you automatically are bombarded by notifications. Like this page, join this group.
Right.
I stopped doing that a while ago because I realized that your friends and your family, 90% of the time, they're not your target market. And they're not going to like it. They may like it, but they're not going to pay attention to it. They're not going to support you. They're not going to buy from you. So when I stopped caring about that and started focusing on the target market, that's when things got better. Just like with you, Michelle, like I make money with different things such as ebooks, courses, as well as eBay. And it's a wonderful feeling getting monthly deposits from stuff that you forgot about. Like seriously. And the thing is, since I'm not working right now, I'm having more time to focus on a lot more. And I already see a couple areas where the increase is about to be off the chain. So it's amazing. It's definitely amazing. I can imagine how it gets to the point where I'm making even more money. And that way, it's going to be able to be paid off quicker. And I'll be able to save even more than what I'm able to save now.
What is the name of your course, in case people are wondering, and the name of your group? I will share links in the show notes, everybody, to both. But just I want to make sure that Jason mentions both.
Yep. The course is titled How to Make Money in Your Spare Time with eBay. It features 6 modules that goes into detail about opening an account, how to list your items, how to ship your items, and more. And it's pretty dope. It's a dope course. It's half video and the rest like PDF/reading and stuff like that. And then my group is called the My Money Chronicles Inner Circle. And that group is growing like a mug. Yeah, it's growing like a mug. So it's pretty cool. Like, we have daily themes in the group. For example, you can post an item that you sold one day. You can post another item the next day. You can ask questions. I didn't want to do a Facebook group, but every ad or marketing thing said that you need to have one. So I created it. And now that it's going, I love it. So yeah, those are two things that you guys can check out.
Where do you see yourself a year from now?
A year from now, I see myself making at least $5,000 or more with my courses, my shirts, and eBay. I see myself having a couple more speaking engagements under my belt, and I see myself almost debt free.
It's interesting because I'm asking this in, you know, the beginning of summer 2020, we are literally in a freaking pandemic. Mm-hmm. And it is, I mean, tough times for a lot of people. I've gone through tough times. You've gone through tough times. We've talked about it. And I think part of why I wanted to have you on the show was I feel like your story is so relatable, that the debt repayment has been up and down. Like, I'm literally recording an episode about the last $5,000 of unsecured debt that I need to pay off and how it stalled out for a year. A fucking year.
Damn. And, it happens. Trust me, it happens.
And the thing is, I paid off $60,000 before that. And the last $5,000 of unsecured debt has been the hardest to pay because things kept coming up.
Oh, wow.
And it's just like, I mean, it's just, I'm shaking my head. And the reason why I bring this up is, as you go through the journey of being an entrepreneur, of trying to realize the goals that you're trying to realize for yourself, sometimes your brain does things that stalls you out. Sometimes life throws out a pandemic, or Godzilla goes through your neighborhood. Like, other things occur. And the key is that I think both Jason and I are sharing is you have to keep going. You just have to keep going. And if you could share like one final thought for a person who maybe they've had some ups and downs and they're like, damn it, I'm not where I thought I would be. I haven't achieved the end result that I've shared with people online like we have. You know, like, it's very humbling to be a personal finance influencer like the two of us and be like, we still haven't hit our final goal, right? So if you could share a piece of advice about that, I would love it.
Okay, here's my advice right here. If you guys remember at the beginning of this conversation, I stated that I started my website in 2013 and I started paying off this debt in 2015. What year are we in? We're in 2020. I'm still going. I haven't given up. So I don't think I'm better than you or nothing like that, but I may work harder than you. But you know what you can do too? Shoot, you can continue and you can work hard as well. So keep going. You got to look deep down and figure out if you have a goal, whether it's a side hustle, payoff debt, how bad do you want it? Are you just talking? Are you just flexing, just talking about doing it? Or do you really want to do this? Like, is it bigger than yourself? Because at the end of the day, the shit that I'm doing is bigger. It's bigger than me. Like, I had a conversation with my girlfriend about this eBay stuff, and she was asking me why I'm going to the thrift stores. And I'm like, shit, I had to tell her, but, like, the reason why. And when I broke it down and explained it, she can't do shit but respect it. So, because at the end of the day, it's bigger than me. Mm. Like, I have a goal to have this debt paid off. I want to be location dependent. I don't want to dang get married and still be struggling. So you got to figure out your why. And at the end of the day, whether it takes you 5 years, 10 years, or 15 years, you can make it happen. Because I promise y'all, like, real soon, this little overnight success that people going to see from Jason Butler, they are going to realize that shit took 7-8 years. So
I was like, it's like not an overnight success. What the hell are you talking about?
Literally, it's going to be 8 years when people see this shit completed. So it is what it is, though. And you just got to figure out your why and stay motivated.
With that said, thank you so much for joining me on the show. I can't wait to have another conversation with you next year. And hopefully the Rona will be wrapping up and maybe you'll be in London again, because I pay attention. I know where you like to go. So I'm sending you only good vibes and just thank you so much.
I'm receiving it.
Yes, yes. And just thank you so much for being on the show. And again, listeners, I will share links to what he is working on in the show notes. You'll go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/Jason Butler. Again, it's michelleismoneyhungry.com/Jason Butler.